podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
All right, Jer Bear, tell me about this kid who's eating all the weird stuff.
Yeah, it's a friend of ours, one of Nicole's friends. She's got a couple daughters, and one of them, I think, is six-ish, I want to say. And our friend was like, yeah, she's the eater in the family. And we're like, oh, she's a good eater. She eats all of her meals. That's great.
All her vegetables?
She's like, oh, no. She will eat anything and everything in sight, including sand. She was out at the playground and not really paying attention to her kids, you know. And this other mom came up to her and she's like, is that your daughter over there? Is
oh, no.
Because I've been kind of watching her and, well, she's eating all the sand on the playground. And our friend's like, oh, my God, are you kidding me?
You know, the funny thing about that is, have you ever accidentally gotten sand in your mouth?
It's disgusting. And it's horrible.
And freaks, yeah, you're like,
It's crunchy.
All in your teeth.
Oh, no. She was going to town
they
with
have,
the sand.
They have, like, TLC TV show specials on this, like My Strange Addiction.
Yep.
She could have like a medical imbalance.
Yeah, very well could
be. They say that pregnant women eat dirt because of the nutrients in the soil that their body is craving?
Yeah, like an iron deficiency or something.
Yeah, so maybe the little girl does have some sort of deficiency.
I don't know.
When she's pouring syrup on it and, you know, really making a meal of it.
I kind of saw it firsthand too, because they were over at our house playing and she started eating grass. Just handfuls of grass. And I was like, oh my God. Really? I mean, what do you do about that?
So she's a grazer. You just put her out in the yard.
She's like a cow.
Are your friends feeding this poor child?
Yeah. I mean, she's a great little girl, you know, healthy, but she's just eating everything right now.
Well, at least she's vegetarian, you know.
But, you know, like you said earlier, Dom, it's like you usually hear about younger kids doing this. Because my boy Reed, he's almost four. He'll do things like that. He'll lick snails and roly-polies and gross things like that. But when you start getting older, I thought you kind of grow out of that kind of stuff.
Because you know
better.
That it's not food.
Yeah.
But if you asked our listeners to call in right now and answer the question, what did your kid eat? I'll bet they'd have some pretty good stories. Because kids just, they pick things up and they eat it. And, you know, sometimes you'll be at the park and you'll see a parent running around, no.
Don't eat that!
Right, they'll pick up a dog turd in the park, you know, a little toddler's like 1.5 or something. Yeah. They pick it up. They don't
munch
know.
Away.
And
right.
You have to race over and grab their arm before it makes it up to the mouth.
Ugh.
Chocolate.
Gross.
Yeah. So that's just what kids do. They eat weird.
Everything. Well, you want to see if we can get some calls on this?
I would love to know, what did your kid eat? Let's see who has the best stories. And if you call and you get a busy signal, call back, because some people will drop off the line. And we'll go through the calls as quickly as we can. 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. You should call right now. I think I told Jeremy before the story about a family member of mine who, as a little kid, picked up a horny toad.
Mm. Oh, that best poor frog. Ever. That's the worst story ever.
Don't repeat that one?
Don't do it.
No?
It doesn't end well for the frog. That's all they need to know. No. God. I want to go back on vacation.
Just bottom line it. The frog's what came out?
Well, when they got the horny toad out of his mouth.
So we are telling the story.
Just quick.
The horny toad had lost its eyes.
Oh, the eyes were gone.
Sucked out.
Oh, Stevie Wondered that poor frog.
Little kids, you can't stop what they're going to put in their mouths. Here's Matthew on the line. Good morning, Matthew. So what was it that she ate?
She was about 2.5. And we were sitting outside. It was late spring, early summer. We were sitting on the back deck, and the spider came up in between the boards.
Oh, it was an itsy bitsy spider.
No. This was
I'm just kidding.
It was in a house at the time.
It was
in
a nursery rhyme.
1790s. This was a large
spider. So she picked it up and ate it.
Oh, yeah. Stuffed it right in her mouth before my wife could do a thing.
Yum!
But she went in with a one-finger sweep and just got a couple of legs out, and that was it.
I would imagine it can't possibly hurt you. I mean, maybe the poisonous ones, if you ate a black widow.
It's a delicacy in some countries.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, today she's completely petrified of spiders. So.
Well, sure.
She's got two extra arms, too. Like a spider.
Oh, Matthew, thank you for the call. Have a fun day. Here is Lakea. Hi, Lakea.
Hi.
That's a pretty name. So what's the eating story?
Well, my daughter was about 2 or 3 and wanted to be a big girl and go to the bathroom by herself. And when we finally checked on her, she came out with a blue and white mouth because she was eating the deodorant.
She gets dry mouth from it, I bet.
Gosh.
I would guess that they have to make deodorant so that it is non-toxic, so that if a child does get hold of it, that it couldn't harm them in any way. Or did you have to go and, like,
flush her out?
Yeah, poison control.
No. She didn't get enough of it.
Wonder what deodorant tastes like.
I don't want to find out. It would make your tongue dry, I would think.
Yeah. I mean, and what they have all those, like, tropical scents now. What if it's, you know, the same way?
Like
a little Starburst.
Tastes like pineapples.
You know, that's the offshoot, Lakea. When they make products that are, you know, smell so nice and so wonderful, it's going to attract kids.
All three of us now kind of want to eat some deodorant.
I'm a little curious. I'm not going to lie.
Just give it a lick.
Yeah.
Lakea, thanks for being on the show. Have a great day. We appreciate you listening. Here comes Sharon. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
So kids will put anything in their mouth.
Yes.
What do you got for me?
Many things. My daughter ate my contacts.
What?
She would eat whole tubes of lipstick. She would snag my can of Crisco and hide it in her closet and go in her closet and eat Crisco.
Jeremy does that.
Yeah.
How old are we talking?
She was about 3 or 4. I mean, she had to be pretty tall to get the Crisco can. So,
You know, all the weirdness aside, that's kind of expensive. Like, lipstick ain't cheap. Contacts aren't cheap.
Well, there's some story about the amount of lipstick that the average woman will actually consume in her life. From putting it on her lips. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that's different from just gnawing.
Just going to town.
That's my favorite shade.
Oh, God.
And she's quick. Like, you couldn't just, you know, stop her in the middle of something. She was quick, man. She inhaled the whole thing.
Oh,
man. She's hungry.
How's she now? How's she doing now? Is she okay?
She's fairly normal. She's a little stunted. She's only 5'1", but I don't know that had to do much with food.
She's a little stunted. My goodness.
Her growth.
I don't know that I've ever heard a parent refer to their child that way. So I give you points for that. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for being on this show.
Kids are weird, man.
Can you maybe lift just that audio, just the line?
Kids are stunted?
No, her saying she's a little stunted.
You're going to play that for me a lot.
All the time.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.